Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Ashna Patel. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Friday, May 2nd. Here are the headlines to start your day. Yesterday, the Northwestern community received communication from President Shill with updates regarding the university's financial situation and government funding cuts towards research. The university still has not received official notification of the funding cuts or what conditions would see the funding restored. In total, 98 stop work orders were received, with 51 grant terminations and frozen grant payments from the NIH. The university remains steadfast in providing funding to the research affected. Administrators are meeting with legislative leaders, other universities, and legal representation to determine the path forward. The financial burden on the university appears significant as they recently announced that the San Francisco campus will be shut down partially due to financial burden. Yesterday, thousands gathered in Chicago's Union Park, marching to Grant Park as part of nationwide May Day demonstrations opposing President Trump's immigration and labor policies. Organized by a coalition of advocacy groups, the protests highlighted issues such as workers' rights, health care, and immigration reform. Similar rallies occurred in cities across the U.S., reflecting widespread dissent against the administration's agenda. President Donald Trump has threatened sanctions on any entity purchasing Iranian oil following the postponement of U.S.-Iran nuclear talks initially scheduled in Oman. This move, aimed at increasing pressure on Tehran, risks further straining relations with China, Iran's primary oil customer, and adds tension to ongoing efforts to revive nuclear negotiations. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Ashna Patel. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to check out our next newscast tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you Monday morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.